Guardian Unlimited.
Andras Schiff introduces Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 25 in G major, Opus 79.
Just a few words about the next sonata, which is slightly less significant, but again, Tovey says that it's like Shakespeare writing something little lighter between Hamlet and Lear. And this is, again, Beethoven needs some time to rest, and he writes this little so-called sonatina, Opus 79, which could be meant for young people or for children, but it should not be misleading because it's not that easy to play the first movement. However, I would encourage musical children to play this along with the Opus 49 sonatas because it's a good introduction into great music. They should much rather play this than Czerny's etudes. So, let's just play a little bit. The first movement starts like that. Yeah. Presto alla tedesca is Beethoven's instruction, so very fast, and alla tedesca, it's like a German dance. Most of you will know Beethoven's string quartet. Opus 130. That has a movement also in G major, alla tedesca. And this German dance, or a Deutscher, or a Teutscher, it's like a very fast waltz. Haydn has... one of his late trios. It's also a German dance. And this sonata is also called the Cuckoo Sonata, because if I play for you the development section, the cuckoos there. And again, it's very beautiful when how he just exposes the passages in forte are to be played without the pedal, and then in piano in pedal. And these harmonic changes, many passages pre-echo Schubert, who knew and loved these sonatas, and he never copies them, but it's always in somewhere in the back of his mind. Now, the second movement. Beethoven has never been to Venice, but this is obviously a gondoliera, and we know this kind of music from Mendelssohn's Songs Without Words, which there are two Venezianisches Gondellied, and also he must have known this from poetry and from maybe from Canaletto's paintings, but he has certainly not been to Venice. But it's obvious that in the bays you have the gondolier rowing, and you have two voices, two lovers singing. And the last movement is again of a lighter sort. If you look at the harmonies of this, and then 4 years later, if I transpose this, so and I play, then we get the beginning of Opus 109. So nothing is by accident. Yes, this last movement is a rondo with two episodes, and it just evaporates into nothingness. Again,